Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, and which you hear me talking about a lot. And but especially, even when Peter's not here, you hear me talking about what he's taught us on creating and dominating new markets. I reference him all the time, and it helps me sound smarter when I talk about what Peter has to say. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You don't need my help to sound smarter. You are.
I always need some help on that area, Peter, and you do a great job of helping with that. Okay, so one of the things that I'm going to do my best to set you up for this, because I think this is a really important topic here, folks, that Peter wants to talk about. Over the millennia, being competitive has always been a big deal. And it still is. It hasn't changed. It's still going to being competitive. You still have to be competitive. But I think I believe that being competitive is becoming a little bit of a commodity, meaning that people just expect that, and they're looking for something else. They're looking for more than from customers are looking more from the people they buy from, the businesses they do business with, more than just being competitive. They're looking for another level of differentiation. What do you think?
There's no question that's been true for pretty much forever. When you and I sell something, if we sell tires to the public, there are a lot of places that they can buy tires. Mm-hmm. But people buy from people. Mm-hmm. And when we advertise tires, that's only a small part of what we sell. We sell what we are, and what we are is defined not just by the composite materials that hit the road, but by how we deliver those tires. And that set of values of how we choose to deliver our own services, that set of values is a big part of our product.
That's a wonderful example, Peter, that tire thing, because as you say, Walmart can sell tires cheaper than the local small business tire store can buy them.
Yep.
So why would the small business tire store ever stay in business? Well, because the guy in the small company, is a neighbor, but also if they're smart, they're reminding your wife to bring the van by to get the tires rechecked and balanced so that your children are safe. Those are values, aren't they?
They are, and you've hit a really good point. When I'm selling against Walmart, I will always sell a higher level of service. No question.
Right.
I can also sell a sense of value, a sense of what I can contribute above and beyond simply composite material hitting the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that contribution is a positive thing. Any mm-hmm. positive thing increases the sense of value that I deliver. Anytime I deliver more value, I can command a higher price.
And when you put an S on that word, when you put an S on value, you have values, and mm-hmm. and values is where not only did we sell them tires, but we also made them believe that they would provide us with peace of mind. I don't have to remember when to come by and get my tires checked. He's going to send me an email,
and he's going to take care of things that he understands about me because he's taking the time to understand me.
Right. That's exactly right, and that's irrespective of price. The price has to be reasonable. That's all part of the competitive scenario, isn't it? The competitive advantage. You've got to have those things are fundamental. I mean, those are table stakes anymore, though, aren't they? Isn't this new level you're talking about? Isn't that the new expectation of customers? Not just price, not just product.
Customers want to have a solution to their problem. You're right, But the problem isn't just dollars and cents. Otherwise, there would be no small businesses competing against large ones anymore.
Right.
The problem is a total package solution which makes people feel they're getting value.
Mm-hmm.
And what you offer and how you offer it from your values, from your center, from your core, what you offer and how you offer is part of your value package and deserves compensation.
And Peter believes, and I agree with him, folks, that too many small business owners are not maximizing how you are. Your true north, folks, is what customers are attracted to. And you may not be leading with that. You may not be maximizing that. You may be thinking price is important when the truth is you are more important. What your true north, the values, the things, as Peter says, that drive you. That's what customers want to know about these days. He's going to help you develop that after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.